We're back with Joe Hansen, co-chair for the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby, put on by the South Shore Fishing Association. Thanks for hanging around, giving us a little more time, man.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad you still have me around.
Let's talk a little bit more about the tournament. It is this Saturday, and it starts registration at 6:30, fishing at 7 till 2 p.m., is that right?
Yeah, correct, 2 p.m.
And then, you know, we talked about all the categories, the kids categories, the adult categories, and team categories, too. And the one thing we kind of alluded to that I want to go to now is the night before, Friday night, the SSFA actually has an annual membership meeting, which you can also pre-register for the tournament, so you don't have to do it Saturday morning if you don't want to. So let's talk about where that is and the details.
Yeah, that's going to be at the local Elks Lodge here in Marquette. You know, we figured for those people that don't want to rush out there at 7 a.m., you know, it's nice you can sleep in and get out whenever you're ready. So if you're one of those people who wants to sleep in a little bit, that's okay. But it creates some different opportunities for people.
So the annual meeting the night before at the Elks Lodge in Marquette, this is a place where you can get pre-registered whether you want to become a member of the SSFA or not, although I'm sure you're hoping to recruit some new members doing things like an Inland Lake Ice Fishing Derby.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that it takes a lot of volunteer hours, and the more people we have helping different committees, it takes a lot of pressure off everybody, and, you know, people do enjoy it. You do get a lot out of all these different events, you know. Well, even just say, you know, the kids' day, you know, you get out there and anybody that's experienced these events, you know, last year we gave out 250 rods to 250 kids. You know, you see a lot of smiling kids running around. Yeah. You know, you get something back from it. It is nice.
So the night before, you're also going to have all kinds of prizes and raffles, and there's going to be a four-wheeler you're selling raffle tickets for. It's a big event Friday night.
This is a big deal. You know, we have a few thousand dollars in prizes. One of our biggest prizes is we are going to give away a Fishhawk X4. So a lot of big lake fishermen, I know, enjoy having a depth probe on their boat. So that creates some opportunities there. There's lots of rods, reels, planer boards, nets, fillet knives. You know, you name it, it's pretty much there. So there should be a lot of people walking out with some really good prizes. We are also doing a four-wheeler raffle again this year. You know, this helps give back money. So we are able to provide all these events we do throughout the community.
And your odds are pretty good. If I remember, it's only like 1,500 tickets sold.
Yeah, you know, it's not one of those things where there's tens of thousands of people putting in for one machine. You know, it is a limited number, and that's all we sell. We don't sell any more than that.
Right on. So that's Friday night, and obviously you can get pre-registered for the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby. All right, so real quick here now, I wanted to kind of go to the ice conditions on Teal Lake and the fishing reports. You know, we're in this real mild stretch of weather. We've got a fair amount of snow out there. There is going to be issues with slush. But if you're willing to kind of mentally prepare yourself and be ready for that, the fishing has actually been pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, you know, talking to a lot of people that have spent some time out there. You know, like I said previously, there's a lot of mixed reports. But there are some very good reports coming out of Teal Lake. So I'm actually excited. I'm going to be out there all day doing the registration and weigh-ins. And I'm anticipating seeing a lot of fish come in, Adam.
Yeah, I think so, too. I've been hearing pretty good reports on wigglers for perch. I've been hearing some decent reports on, buckshot spoons and shiver minnows, I think,
yeah,
for the walleye.
Absolutely. You know, tip them with a minnow and see what happens.
All right. Joe Hansen, thanks for coming in today. If you want to find out more about this Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby or the annual meeting, the South Shore Fishing Association Facebook page, and obviously, you know, no pressure to join on Friday night, but I'm sure you hope a lot of people pre-register Friday night at the Elks.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's nice to get more people involved, and you do get a lot out of it. So we're hoping to see a lot of people Friday and hoping to see a lot of people Saturday. You know, it's nice to get a lot of people out in these events, and we are looking for feedback. You know, if there are things, you know, with us running this tournament for the first time, if you see something or have some advice for us, we are more willing than not to take it and see what we can build. And hopefully this is a great event for years to come.
Excellent. I appreciate you coming in, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.